Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, our good friend, we were talking about this stuff. I'm sure he's already looked at it. I wonder if he's a hockey guy too. We know that he's a tennis guy, right? I wonder if he's a hockey guy, too, to see whether or not he had the Rangers last night, because they just beat that ass.
Let me tell you what. When you're a handicapper, wherever there's a dollar to be made and an angle to be had, you will dig into it.
That's right.
That's how it works.
And that's what five,
but you specialize in certain things.
At Five Star in Vegas. At Five Star in Vegas. Joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, at Five Star?
Hey, good morning, guys. How have you both been, man? Missed you.
Man, we appreciate you being here again. Let me ask you, are you a hockey guy? Did you have the Rangers last night?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I did not have them. I looked at them, man. I'm not really big on betting hockey. I had the wrong Rangers last night. I had the Texas Rangers, and they lost in extra innings to Tampa Bay.
Oh, man. Texas Rangers. Yeah. Now I can't. Why would anyone ever bet on the Texas Rangers? That's unbelievable to me. They're awful.
They've been good the last couple weeks on them plus money, man. They've been cashing some tickets, really.
Let me give you a little hint.
To the Rays.
Bet on the Astros. They win more. Okay.
Of course. I had them. I was sweating it last night. I see y'all saw the tweet. I was about to fall out. I was so mad at Verlander. But great job by Alvarez coming through with a big hit for us to end up winning that game in the ninth.
Got that win, baby. So, all right, let's break down what's going on here with the NBA Finals. First off, how do you see tonight's game?
Tonight's game, the books are telling you that it's going to be pretty close because they have it only at 3.5. And as you guys know, the Warriors have not lost a game in the playoffs this year, but still we have it with less than 2 baskets as the spread by the Traders, so it's something that my guys in the desert see for sure.
So who you like?
Oh, tonight's going to be tough. I'm more about the series. For the series, I like the Celtics.
Oh!
You're a Celtics guy, too.
I'm on the Celtics, too.
So many
guys. I thought the odds would be a little longer, would be a little bit better from a payoff standpoint, but there's just something about the Celtics where they feel like they're hitting at levels that they haven't hit before. Like, they're reaching new plateaus. And I feel like the Warriors have been there, done that, which is why they're the comfortable pick. But they're also older. And this is a bunch of young bucks with young legs, length, and speed. And I'll never forget when Oklahoma City was the young team that smoked the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference Finals because the Spurs couldn't deal with their length and athleticism. And I wonder if that's going to happen some here.
You're right on the money with that one, Lance. That's exactly my angle on this whole series. If you look at it, the Warriors haven't really been tested in the playoffs. They played some pretty mediocre teams on their way to the championship, teams that they really messed up well with, teams that couldn't threaten them in the interior at all. So this is going to be the first time that they go against what I call their kryptonite, and that's a LeBron-style wing, and the Celtics have 2 of them with Jaylen Brown and with Jason Tatum, and both of them can attack in the same way that LeBron gave them problems for years, because at the end of the day, we all know that the Warriors are on the wings are very slight. You know, they're great offensive players, great scorers, they play good team defense together, but they'll be hunting for Curry, they'll be hunting for Poole on the switches, and they're going to punch them.
I don't know. I just think that the Warriors have run through people because they're the Warriors, because they're really good. Jordan Poole has turned into a great player. So
that's what the book's counting on, John. That's why they dangled out that carrot number, that -150 for the series that seems so easy. That's what they're doing, and it's +130 for the Celtics. But if you look at all the metrics and all of the numbers, they all favor the Celtics. The Celtics are the best defensive team in the association. They're ranked first in points allowed, first in defensive field goal percentage, and most important in this series, they're first in defensive three-point field goal percentage. And then there's a perception that the Warriors are a much better scoring team, But in actuality, the Celtics average more points than they do, and they shoot better from the free throw line than they do. The Warriors are 17th. They only shoot 77% from the charity as a team, while the Celtics are number two. They shoot 82% as a squad. And you guys know in these type of games and these type of series, when everything's on the line, free throw shooting is huge. Ask Nick Anderson.
Yeah, oh, we know all about Nick Anderson. Let me ask you this. Is Jaylen Brown a good bet for MVP?
Great bet. I like all of the secondary guys for MVP as far as in value, and that would be Klay Thompson and Jaylen Brown. They definitely would be, because it's gonna, you know, you can't get a good number on Tatum or Curry. If you're going to take the Warriors to win at minus 150, you might as well bet minus 125 for Steph Curry to win the MVP as well, because you know it's going to be a lifetime achievement award. They're going to give it to him this year if Golden State wins.
Yeah, because he hadn't gotten it before.
Yeah, and I think he deserved the first one when they gave it to Iguodala, but he had one bad game that really blew it in the minds of the voters, and they ended up giving it to Iguodala because of his defense that he played on LeBron. But he actually had a great series in his first series. But the other times he's been in the finals, not as much. Curry hasn't really played as well as he's played in the regular season and on the big stage.
You're struggling on tonight's game, huh? I like the Warriors a lot tonight.
Yeah, I would probably lean Warriors. They're at home. It's only 3.5. It's a short number. The thing is that I know that the books are seeing in this matchup as well. If the Celtics really guard the 3-point line like I believe they will, and they cause the Warriors to do a lot of dribbling drive, who's going to finish for the Warriors at the cup when they're going against Robert Williams, Al Horford, Grant Williams? Who's going to finish?
Look how many dunks have been blocked by Horford and Williams in layups contested and blocked. I mean, you know what this is? It just hit me, 5-star. This is Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl taking on the Legion of Boom in Seattle.
Yep.
That's who this is. I haven't been able to put my finger on it. It's the upstart team that you know is pretty good versus the guy that is the blue blood. Steph Curry now is the blue blood of basketball. Peyton Manning had a great season, was the blue blood of football, and yet one team just was too much athletically for the other one. I think this could end up being, now that was a stomping. I don't think this, I think this will be a good series, but this could be what we're looking at here is the Seattle that came up and became a major factor and a team to beat. This could be the Celtics' moments to do that. And this could be the Denver Broncos moment for Golden State, where we start to see them maybe take a little bit of a dip in the Western Conference after this year.
I definitely agree with you on that one, Lance, because, as I said, look who the Warriors played. They played the Nuggets in the first round. They were completely beat up. The only thing they had was Jokic. And as you know, Jokic is in the center that plays a lot of post-up and takes advantage of his opportunities down low. He's more like to set things up, kind of like a point center. Then the next round, they face a Memphis team that was wet behind the ears. They haven't had any playoff experience at all. Good team, you know, a lot of young players, though, and their best player is a guard, just like, you know, Steph. John Moran, very small, they could handle him. And then the next round, they end up getting blessed by getting Dallas because they upset Phoenix. And Dallas as well, you got one player in Luka that can really go, and the rest are a bunch of C players on Dallas' team. They didn't have anyone who could threaten them to score down low. I really believe Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are going to be able to get to the cup whenever they want to. They'll be able to do some post-ups, and they'll be able to kick in if the Celtics are hitting their three-point shots off of the pressure that Brown and Tatum are going to put on their defense. It's going to be a long, long series for the Warriors. Did you guys know that the Warriors won the first championship back in 1947 at the Philadelphia Warriors?
No, I did not know that.
No.
Yeah, they won. So how perfect is this? You got the all-time win in this franchise. If the Celtics win this series, they'll be at 18. They're tied with the Lakers right now at 17 for the most titles in NBA history. And then you have the first team to ever win the NBA title, and this is the 75th edition of the finals. So it's pretty perfect for an NBA with these two teams matching up.
Are any of those guys from the 47 team still on this team? No. So I'm not.
Yes, Andre Iguodala. Well, he was. He might be. He was. Not anymore.
All right, quickly, Nadal win the French?
I'm actually taking Vedra tomorrow. I'm on Vedra tomorrow, plus 255. I think Nadal has a letdown. I feel like he gave all he had to get over my guy Djokovic. I bet Vedra against Carlos Alcaraz. My clients and I would cash plus 380. Was a wonderful match. Vedra almost blew it at the end, but he ended up seeing it through, and I think that got him over the hump. He sounded very confident in the post-match interview, and I think he's going to be ready. If you look at his past history with Nadal, he lost the last one, but he won three straight before that, and two of them on clay. He's a young player. It's kind of the same situation you just said, man. It's about the new guy and his turn, and now the old guy's time to ride off in the sunset. Vedra is hungry. He hasn't won a major. I think Nadal's going to overlook him a little bit. He gave so much into that matchup against the two GOAT matchup. So expect Vedra to cover. At least take the games. Take the games for sure. But I really like that plus 255 for the upset.
Wow. Vedra over Nadal. Weird. Wild. And you heard it right here from Five Star. At Five Star in Vegas. At Five Star in Vegas. Get his picks. Because he has been spectacular.
And go check out his YouTube. The YouTube channel was Spread a Stare as well. They had women's tennis. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there. Five Star, tell people how they can find that.
Yeah, thanks, Lance. There's a lot of great information. If you please subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Five Star in Vegas Sports Investments. And we also air daily about 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Schoon TV. And congratulations to you guys for 25 years on the radio. You guys know how I love you guys. You know, I've followed you, listened to you for years before I moved to Vegas, man. And I really appreciate everything you've done for the Houston culture.
Oh, thanks, we appreciate pal. That, man.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, pal. That's Five Star at Five Star in Vegas.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.